It's Grand Ole Opry time,
starring Red Foley.
Now you get in line and I'll get full, honey. You get in line and I'll get full, baby. You get in line and I'll get full. We'll go down to the crawdad hole, honey. Baby mine. Now yonder comes a man with a sack on his back, honey. Yonder comes a man with a sack on his back, baby. The other comes a man with a sack on his back. Got more crawdad than he can back, honey. Baby mine. Now the man fell down and he broke his sack, honey. The man fell down and he broke his sack, baby. The man fell down and he broke his sack. Your two crawdads back and back, honey. Baby mine. Now get up, Cindy, you slept too late, honey. Get up, Cindy, you slept too late, baby. Get up, Cindy, you slept too late. Crawl that man done past your gate, honey. Baby mine. Now I heard the ducks say to the drake, honey. Heard the ducks say to the drake, baby. Heard the ducks say to the drake. There ain't no crawdad in this lake, honey. Baby mine.
The hot shot from Hohenwald. Hohenwald, Rod Bradfield.
Thank you, man. Much obliged for that there fine music. I'll tell you that was fun. Howdy, Miss Foley.
Howdy, Rodney.
Miss Foley, I've been having more fun this week than a barrel of monkeys. I've been out to the fire.
That's old man.
Man, I seen something last night out there that I'll tell you I've never seen before. You know them Siamese twins?
Oh, I've heard of them.
You know
that.
Them people that's growed together?
Yeah.
I seen them last night out there. One of them is eating watermelon and the other one is spitting out the seed. I took my gal, Susie, Miss Foley, I took her with me to the fire, and she had a new dress on, see, one of them white boy dresses. It was white boy. And when she stood, she got full of that red lemonade. When she stood between me and that neon light on that there double Ferris wheel, she looked just like a thermometer. Oh, we had a time. Susie's getting fat. You ain't seen her lately, have you?
Not lately, no.
Oh, she's just dancing so much lately. I'm telling you, Mr. Foley, she looks like a bale of hay with a middle bale busting. I'm telling you the truth. Me and her went to a party the other night down there in Hornwall. We played a lot of games there at the party. We played one game that was called Pony Express.
You never heard of that?
No. Well, this is the first time I ever heard of it. It's called Pony Express. It's just like post office, only a little more horsing around. Miss Foley, me and her come up here today in my old Ford, and there was a whole bunch of kids wanting to come with us from Hornwall up here to the fire, and one of them says to me, says, Rob, we can't all get in your car. How many will your car hold? I said, well, it's supposed to carry five, but it will hold eight if they're well acquainted. That Susie's a mess. I never will forget when I first met her. I was working in a drugstore. I was a soda jerk.
Jerk?
Yeah, soda jerk.
Oh.
I was working there in the drugstore, see? And she and two other girls come in there, and one of them says she wants a Coca-Cola. Well, I fixed it and give it to her, you know?
Uh-huh.
Another one says I want an ice cream soda, and I fixed it and give it to her. And then I turned to Susan, and I said, what do you have? She says, I want a double... I says, what do you have, ma'am? She says, I want a double... So I give her a nut sundae. Miss Foley, that there Susie's got a little brother named Buford. The meanest little dickens I reckon in the country anywhere. Every time I go over to see Susie, he'll do something to me if I don't give him a nickel. Yeah. And a lot of times I don't have no nickel. In fact, most of the time I don't have no nickel. And the other Sunday I had a date with Susie and I went over to see her, see? And he done come to me. He got one of them great big old bill posters packs.
Oh.
And he put it right in the settee where me and Susie always sit and spark at, you know? And he had the business end of it up. And I popped down on it. Now, you talking about taxes on your real estate and automobiles. Brother, you wait till it hits your personal property.
Well, sir, you know, I've never known a man quite like tonight's guest. He can't make up his mind whether he'd rather fish or sing, but I can guarantee you he does both about as well as they can be done. And I mean the good old love-sick blues boy, Hank Williams. Hank, we're expecting big things. Right now, we'd like to hear you sing, buddy.
All right. I got one here that I wrote here a while back. I'd like to sing called Good Looking. If you got anything cooking, how about cooking it up with me?
Yeah, I do.
Say, hey, good looking. What you got cooking? How about cooking something up with me? They say, baby, don't you think maybe we could find us a brand new recipe? I got a hot rod Ford and a $2 bill, and I know a spot right over the hill. There's soda pop and the dancing free. If you want to have fun, come along with me. Say, hey, good looking, what you got cooking? How's about cooking nothing up with me?
Well, it's time now for our sacred song, friends, and your kind letters and cards tell us that one of your favorites is one that we like very much, called Just a Closer Walk with Thee. Dear Lord,
let it be.
Was one of those rocking, rolling spirituals. For this year, working on a building.
We're working on a
foundation.
I'm holding up the block of days. Buying a home alone. Well, I never get tired. Working on a building. I'm going up to heaven. Get my reward. I'm working on a building. It's a true foundation. I'm holding up the plot today. Back for my Lord. Well, I never get tired all night. I'm working on a building. I'm going up to heaven for the Lord to get my reward.
Well, I'm working on a building.
Call on our news gal right now, Cousin Minnie Pearl.
I'm just a glad to be here. Well, sis, I'm still thinking about my summer romances.
Well, I had one.
I nearly about did. Then I was down at the beach, and there was a real handsome feller come up to me. And he got fresh with me. Oh, it was awfully nice. And you know what he done? He looked at me, and I had on my bathing suit. And he looked at me, and he said, baby. That's what he called me, was baby. He said, baby, I'd like to see more of you. That's what a girl can expect when she puts on one of them skimpy bathing suits that just comes halfway down to your knees. And my elbows, it had shrunk clear up to my elbows on the sleeves, too. Well, you know, I'll tell you right now, I looked awful good in that suit, though. I'll tell you right now.
I did, Minnie.
Hello, Rodney.
Glad to see you.
Oh, where are you going? Where are you going?
Huh?
Where are you going?
Oh, I'm going home. I'm through now. I'm going home. I'm going home.
Well,
I'm
wait
just
a minute.
Walking home.
Wait a minute. I want to...
the Horn Mall.
Well, I want to go with you because, you see, Horn Mall... it's so near grinder switch, Steve.
Yes, yeah, ain't for it, Martha.
No, and I'll just go along with you if you
well,
don't mind.
Well, bless your heart. I just love to have you.
Oh, well, I love to walk home with experienced men.
Yeah, I know, Minnie, but I'm not experienced.
You ain't home yet, either.
Come here.
Let's
Let's play hide and seek, me and you.
Do what, me and you?
Let's play hide and seek.
No.
Oh, come on. Why not?
Ain't got nobody to find us.
I don't want nobody to find us.
I ain't gonna do it.
Why not?
It's just a kid's game.
Not the way I play it.
To tell you some news from Grinder's Twitch. Oh, there's more been happening up there this week. They had a party, and some old girl, I don't know who she was, she kept hollering, let's play kissing games, let's play kissing games. She hollered that all during the party. My throat was sore the next day. They drew a circle in the middle of the floor, and a girl would stand in the middle of the circle, and a fella would either have to kiss her or pay a fine. I made $11.85. They say kissing spreads germs. I sure have spent some healthy evenings in my life. Well, I'm just saying now, these here handsome fellas will give me a card I'd like to rip off here with a few sweet spasms. I'm going to sing up there and call jealous hearted me, fellas, in about the gear D. Let her fix it. You can have my pockets, have my teeth, yet you let my fella be. I'm jealous. Jealous hearted me. I'm just as jealous as I can be.
Now then, the stage is all set for our guests once more, so where's that big tall drink of water? Hank Williams, come on out here, buddy. This time, man.
Red, I've got a song here that's been awful good to me here lately. It's one of the top tunes in the nation. Cold, cold,
how is it there?
I've tried so hard, my dear, to show that you're my every dream. Yet you're afraid each thing I do is just some evil scheme. A memory from your lonesome past keeps us so far apart. Why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold heart? Another love before my time makes your heart sad and blue. And so my heart is paying now for things I didn't do. In anger, unkind words are said that make the kids all fall. Why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold heart? There was a time when I believed that you belonged to me. But now I know your heart is shackled to a memory. The more I learn to care for you, the more we drift apart. Why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold heart?
Responsible for the ticking in the background is none other than that big, tall, thin lady's hand, Brandy. So hit up that thing.
When have you seen that girl of mine? There's something you can tell her. She'll be my
If I sail away to the wind, I sail all around this whole wide world to the girl I love the best. Whenever you go aboard, and boys, I tell you what to do. Pull off that long tail out the south, put on your navy blue. If I was on some far out in the south, I'd sail away to the wind. I'd sail all around this whole wide world to the girl I'm over there.
Lord, I feel so unnecessary.
I see that we've got time here for a little ballad, and the one we picked out is a sort of a favorite of ours, an old-timer called The Convict in the Road. Within my prison cell so dreary, alone I sit with broken heart. I'm thinking of my lonely darling, forever from her I must part. A rose she sent me as a token. She said it just to light my gloom, to tell me that her heart is broken, to cheer me on to meet my doom. Goodbye, sweetheart, for in the morning I'll meet my maker and repose. And when I go at daylight's dawning, against my heart they'll find the road.
Radio Service.